Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. This is the last perek of Shmuel Beis. Congratulations on reaching this point. If you're listening to this, this probably means that you have been through Sevelis Shever Shmuel Beis, and we continue strong as we enter Melachim soon. Let's focus on this perek. This perek is the perek of the census, the counting. David HaMelech decides, and the way that it's framed in the perek is very interesting. It says, "Vayosef Hashem, Av Hashem lacharois b'Yisrael." Hashem's anger continued to burn against Israel. "Vayoshes es David lebohem," and he incited David to count them. So David HaMelech decided he wanted to count Bnei Yisrael. He turns to Yoav and he says, "Yoav, count all of my people." It was clearly towards the end of David HaMelech's days. It's not dated, but we assume this is where towards the very end of his life. And Yoav says, "David, you can see how many people you have. Don't count." David HaMelech overrode his decision and said, "You need to go count." And so he gets up a delegation and he goes north, south, east, west, and he goes and recounts all the areas and all the cities that Yoav went to make the census. And at the end of the day, the numbers come out, and Yoav responds to David that there's 800,000 sword bearers, meaning to say army age individuals in the Israel section, 500,000 in the Yehuda section. Clearly, those are general numbers, you know, but nonetheless, that gives us a bit of a sense. And immediately after the census was done, David HaMelech feels terrible. Vayach lev David. In his heart, he felt that he did the wrong thing. And he turns to Hashem and he says, "Hashem, I sinned. I should not have counted Bnei Israel." And in fact, Hashem, responding to that, sent God HaNavi. God is the prophet who's now in charge, and he sends him to David, and he says he gives David three choices. "David, you're going to have to suffer in one of three ways, and you pick which poison it's going to be. One is it's going to be 7 years of famine. Another option is 3 months of being chased by your enemies. And another option is 3 days of dever, of pestilence." What does David do? And David says the famous words which form the beginning of the Tachlon said on a regular weekday. "Vayomer David al Gad, tzar li ma'od, nipna la b'yad Hashem, ki rabim arachamov v'yad adam alepola." He says, "Please let me fall in the hands of Hashem and not fall in the hands of human beings." What does David HaMelech say over here? He is essentially choosing the dever, the pestilence, meaning to say, "I don't want any human intermediaries. I don't want it to be that I'm going to have to either borrow from others grain because I don't have, or be chased by my enemies. I want it to be pestilence directly from you, Hashem." And that's exactly what happened. There's this terrible plague descends upon the land, killing over 70,000 people. And David HaMelech turns to Hashem and he says, "Hashem, I sinned. Hurt me, kill me and my family, but not the people. What do these people, what do your flocks do?" And he notices that the malach, which is bringing about this destruction, stops at the Goren of Arvona HaYavusi. Arvona is a Jebusite who's living in the area of Yerushalayim, and the plague stops at this, at his granary. So God tells David, "Quickly, go and bring a sacrifice at that place." David HaMelech brings his men and goes and sets up an altar outside the granary of Arvona. And Arvona notices what's going on, runs out and says, "What's going on?" And David HaMelech says, "I'd like to buy from you this area. I realize this area must be special." And in fact, that's what he does. He says, Arvona is very submissive. He says, "Hashem alakecha yiratzecha." Hashem is clearly appeased by you. He should appease you for this action. And he buys with full money this ground from with keser shloshim v'chamishim. Keshkalim v'chamishim, 50 shekel, he buys this area of land. And David HaMelech brings up sacrifices and the plague stops. And that's how the book ends. We all are going to realize as we get into Sefer Melachim that this is the plot of land for Har HaBayis, for the Beis HaMikdash, which is what stops this plague. Very strange perek on so many levels. First of all, basic idea, why is there a problem counting Jews? Why is there a mitzvah against this? We read in Parshas Kisisa, which is in fact this week's parsha for the first round of Nachyomi. Parshas Kisisa is Kisisa Rosh Bnei Yisrael Lefkudeihem. When you count Jews, you count the chatzi shekel. You don't count them themselves. Why? So there should not be a plague. The Torah warns us against counting Jews. Why is there such a problem? So the Ralbag says is because when you count Jews, essentially what you're saying is our power is invested in our numbers. It's because of how strong we are, how much of a multitude we are, and that's not where our strength comes from. Our strength comes from our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't sit here numbering and quantifying our achievements or our abilities. We rely on Hashem. And when David HaMelech is doing this, this is a clear and underestimating his reliance in Hashem. That's what it seems to be over here. Nonetheless, Why did David HaMelech choose this punishment out of the three punishments? Let's go again to the three boxes he has to choose from. One is 7 years of famine, three months of being pursued by enemies, or 3 days of dever. And David HaMelech chooses the dever. So Rashi says he chose the dever because this is obviously the most powerful declaration of Hashem. The other ones could seem to be more natural. This is clearly a much more supernatural intervention. David HaMelech wanted to make it clear that it was not a happenstance. Whereas the Chasam Sofer in Parsha Shmos, also quoted by the Meshech Chochma, says a very interesting idea, and we should think about this every time we say Tachanun, and that is that when you're in the hands of humans, humans sometimes take God's decree a little too far. Like Pharaoh. Pharaoh was actually fulfilling the Bris Ben Abasarim by subjugating the nation of Israel, but he went a little too far, and he hurt the Jews terribly. So David HaMelech says, if I'm going to make a choice in which I rely upon humans to take the punishment, or Hashem, I'm taking you, because I know you'll do it exact and justly. That's why he chooses this box. The big question, of course, for this entire parak is what in the world were Bnei Yisrael suffering for? David HaMelech made a mistake. Why should they suffer? So already we see it wasn't just David HaMelech, because the way this parak opens is that Hashem's anger was on Israel, and he incited David to count, meaning he allowed David to make a mistake, which would be, in a certain sense, the vehicle to punish them for the other sins that they had done. What were those other sins? Rashi says, Lo yadati alma. Rashi says, I don't know what the other sins are. Whereas the Radak says that what's going on over here is that they didn't, is that they weren't pursuing justice. I think if you extend it a little outwards, you'll see an interesting, more fascinating pattern to think about. And that is how is the plague finished? How do we end the plague and get out of this situation? Is by David HaMelech building or buying the plot of land for the Beis HaMikdash? Isn't that an indication that maybe the problem itself was not having the Beis HaMikdash in the first place? Maybe people, unlike David himself, were too comfortable with their regular lives. They set up their houses, they finished paying their mortgages, they started expanding their property, building on, redoing their kitchens, and they didn't think necessarily about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't say, well, Hashem doesn't have a Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash for his own reasons, but maybe Bnei Yisrael should have requested it. So when David HaMelech, maybe that was the hidden anger, which found expression through David's census, but was only abated when, in fact, the land was bought for the Beis HaMikdash itself. It is interesting. When you go back to Parshas Ki Sisa, which talks about the dangers of counting Israel, it is interesting to note that what are they counting the Machzis HaShekel for? For the building of the Mishkan. Apparently the safe way of counting is only in the context towards building a Mishkan, not for the sake of talking about GDP, amount of warriors, amount of kills of the enemy per capita, or quantifying human successes. It's only when we count ourselves towards a goal, towards bringing Hashem closer in this world. And that's how Sefer Shmuel Beis ends. And Mazel Tov to you, to everybody who's finished this incredible learning. And Emes Hashem, we look forward to charging straight into Melachim. Emes Hashem. On the next time at the end of this weekend. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.